Where we are, we're in Newbridge House in Donabate. You're very welcome to join us for a run with Ray, or just if you're around, we have some music coming up, we have some laughs, and each day this week we've been asking somebody locally to introduce us to the area, and today we decided to ask Malahide woman, would she come to the Roadcaster and fill us in on Donabate, Malahide, Portmarnock and all this area. Good afternoon, Malahide woman.
Ray. Ray, I'll just say it again in case anybody didn't get it from that song.
Yeah.
Ray, oh Ray, it's such a pleasure to see you. My good friend James Patrice has met you many a time. Yeah. He told me not to be too worried about meeting you. It's not what they say. You aren't as, well, I won't use the word at this time of the day on air, but you're not like that in person. But Ray, you seem, you said to me earlier on, it was so lovely to meet you. We've met before, Ray.
Have we?
So many times over the years.
Sorry, Malahide woman. Sorry.
But we met in Tamangos.
Where the gang goes, yeah.
Oh, you probably wanted to forget about that one, didn't you, Ray?
Tuesday nights, yeah. Just, oh, yes, it's fantastic. Now, it's all coming back to me now.
Exactly. And, Rachel, I met you last week when we were both in getting our waxes. You see, when Ray is doing his run, he gets totally hairless from the neck down because it's the only control that he has on his hair ever since he lost the fight with the battle on his head. I mean, how long are you bald now, Ray?
Quite some time. Well, I could grow it. It'd just be a little bit, you know, round the sides and on the top.
But how is the run going?
Well, are you going to join us later on?
Well, Ray, I'll be honest with you. I haven't really ran in years. The only place I'll run is if there's a sale on in Penny's, the €5 rail. Yeah. And I'm wearing the 6-inch heels today. You know yourself, yes. Ray, so I couldn't really be doing that. But tell me, Ray, but I really wanted to know, and I suppose what the public of Ireland want to know, what are you running from? I mean, it's been a week now, Ray. Have they finally kicked you out of RTE?
No.
Is there something going on?
No.
That we should know?
I run for my head.
Oh, yes, right. Well, do you know what, Ray? And you have a fine head, and you.
Thank you.
Do you know what you have? You have a big head.
Yeah, I do.
But in a good way.
I do have a big head. Yes.
Ray, where are you from?
Kildare Town, Malahide woman, yes.
Well,
enough about me. I want to know about here. I want to know about Malahide and Donabate. Do you know, you probably don't know this, or maybe you do. Mm. You're probably across everything.
I'm third generation Malahide myself.
They're planning a greenway between Malahide Castle and here in Newbridge House in Donabate. Did you know that?
Yes. It's going to be absolutely exquisite. Now, I have absolutely zero intention of walking it myself. I'll probably try and get it free now. You know the way. But it just looks salubrious, doesn't it?
And you've probably been here. You've been around with the sheep and the goats and all that.
Well, Ray, given that I've never once in my life set foot in this place. I'm from Malahide.
Okay.
Oh, I certainly... No. I wouldn't be going down to Donabate. Donabate's lovely, Ray. You know. But it's no Malahide, really. You know. My husband's from Donabate.
Oh.
Yes, my husband Declan and his mother Beryl. Beryl, if you're listening, I've paid enough now in St. James's for the private ward for them to not have the radio on. You know, she's a little bit problematic, the mother-in-law.
Is she?
But that's okay.
Well, Beryl, get well soon.
Good old Beryl. Yeah. But no, yes, I have to say, it's a really beautiful place.
Yes.
Have you been to Malahide yourself, Ray?
I have over the years. Is it Gibney's?
Gibney's. Yes. And then you get the boogie bus from Gibney's to Tamangos.
Oh, is that maybe?
That's where I met my husband, Declan.
What was it about Declan that you were attracted to?
Oh, well, I mean, it certainly wasn't his looks. He looks like an absolute pig. But you know something? He has a fantastic job. Now, it's one of those places that I don't really know what he does. A bit like yourself, Ray. You stand there every day, or you sit, in fact, on your eyes, hoofing around with the keys, no really idea what you're at, but you still get paid for it, don't you? How many figures is it now, Ray? And I know you like a figure, because you haven't stopped looking at mine since I got here.
Well, it's hard to miss, in fairness.
Oh, but Ray, I have to say, being around you, it really does take me back to those days that we did have together. Remember the Rose of Tralee?
Were you with the Dublin Rose?
I was the Malahide Rose. You wasn't actually allowed or permitted to enter, but I did wait outside that Rose Hotel. And remember the night I made it into your room? Oh, Ray, it's true what they say. There is to be a thorn down there, all right. Oh, my goodness.
You have a lovely walk. I saw you coming
up
the drive there. And I said to Neil, Neil, there's a Malahide woman. And he said, well, you know, she's hard to miss. 6'8".
6'8". Well, I have the heels and the hair done. And sure, now, to be honest, Ray, I'm not sure if you were. Neil wouldn't really be looking at my walk in that way.
Right.
I think Neil's a gay man. Because he's the only one here that hasn't looked at me. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you've been addressing me with your eyes the second that I arrived, even via your glasses. But yes, I do have a lovely wiggle. So I've been told.
Yes,
what did you think of it?
Well, it's noticeable. Let's just say it's noticeable.
Well, Ray, I wonder, I would say when you're running, do you wiggle?
God, I've never looked at myself.
Would you not look at yourself when you're going at it?
No.
Why not?
No, it's not something.
When you're running.
No, it's not.
Do you know what you should do? Set up a camera. Oh, this lovely lady here. There's a lady in the room who's taking erotic videos of me. Could you take a nice video of Ray when he's running and raging? Oh, there's a lady outside. What's that, croquet?
Croquet, yes.
Oh, hello. He's lost his hat. Look at that.
Yeah.
Another specimen undressing me. But really, Ray, it's all about the wiggle. And I would say, if you watch your wiggle, you can end up running faster. What's been your record this week?
24.
24 what?
Sorry, 24 minutes.
24 minutes?
Yes.
You're
unsettling me.
Oh, my goodness.
Dance Before Dark. Just change the subject. You see,
yes,
change the subject.
Absolutely.
See what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
Dance Before Dark, the ultimate over 30s daytime disco at House in Dublin, hosted by your good friend, James Patrice, and yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Both of you will be there, sort of in person.
Ray, I tell you, in a certain light, I could be anything you want me to be. But yes, it's an over 30s night. Now, it's quite ridiculous that I am hosting it, given that I've only been 27 for the last 14 years. You know yourself,
yes,
Ray.
Yes. Yeah.
How old are you now, Ray?
I'm 60.
What?
Yes. Yes.
You're 60?
Yes.
And you're still clinging on, aren't you?
Clinging on to one.
Will you heave ho at 65 like the rest? Oh, should the rest of them hang on as well?
Do
don't
they?
They?
Yes.
But that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Ray, would you not take over for Joe?
No. I think
he'd be great.
Oh, thanks.
I think you could add a real layer of misery to the show. You know what I mean? Because, of course, it's a very uplifting show when he listens to it. It really is. But no, Dance Before Dark, it's on in House. Once a month.
This is brilliant. I should tell them about it because it's 5 to 9.
That's great fun, Ray.
You're there. There's hits from the 80s and 90s.
Yes. I wouldn't know the songs myself.
Yes, of course.
But you
course,
know them very
young.
Well, you know.
But you're home in bed by, what, 11 o'clock?
Ray, it's fantastic. It's from 5 to 9. You go in, have a bev, have a boogie, and then you're home in the bed by 10 o'clock with a 3-in-1 and a man beside you that doesn't even have to be your husband.
Right, okay.
There was one man there last week. Yeah. And my goodness me, he was like, pray. God love him. But he survived it. But it's just
he
a
was
nice...
like, pray, oh, pray. Sorry.
He was
P-R-E-W. P-R-E-Y, sorry.
Well done. Yes. Ray can spell.
Listen.
Well done.
Will you say good luck to your good friend, James Patrice? Or congratulations, indeed, because he won Malahide Person of the Year.
He did. Do you know what? It was a fantastic moment. It was a very bespoke ceremony.
Yeah.
There was warm bottles of Plonk and it was upstairs in Gibney's.
Right.
So it was a very salubrious affair.
And did he get a plaque or what?
He got a framed certificate.
Right.
Now I inspected the frame, which was IKEA at best. We can work around that.
Yes.
You
yes.
might buy him
you
one, Ray.
You can reframe it.
I think they could.
Yes.
But it was a real honour it was. And his mother, Veronica, his father, Jim, was there. They, of course, they have to suffer with him, of course. You know, 36.
Yeah.
And he still doesn't have a wife.
Oh, right.
It's so confusing.
Yeah.
I tried it on with him myself a few times. And what did he do? Oh, he vomited. It was just most frightening, really. You know yourself, right? But nonetheless, I'll tell him he said hello.
Well, listen, Malahide, I know you've a very busy calendar, social calendar.
Right.
Where are you off to now?
Well, after this now today, I have to collect the kids.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I know you're busy. Will you stay with us? Because I want to do some magic with you.
Oh, Ray, can you say that on air?
So you will stay with us?
Well, I have no choice, really, have I?
Yeah, yeah. After that offer. Yes. So Malahide Woman is going to stay with us because Keith Barry wants some fodder. I mean, he wants somebody to help him.
Is he here?
Yes, Keith Barry.
Does he have the wand?
He does. He brought it.
Oh, even better.
Right. Sorry. Okay,